The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Let's just say they kept it in their pants this time. Radio
X. Hello, it's George Godfrey here. I've been sat in on The Evening Show all this week for Gordon Smart, and I have had a lovely old time. Special guests joining me in the studio on Monday were Two Door Cinema Club, who also brought us some brand new music, which is fantastic. I got to catch up with Van McCann from Catfish and the Bottlemen while they're out on tour in the States. And last but certainly not least, we had a belter of a classic album from Guns N' Roses.
Radio X.
Radio X.
Okay, it is Monday night. You're listening to Radio X with me, George Godfrey, and I am now very happy to say joining me in the studio are Two Door Cinema Club. We've got Alex, Sam and Kevin. Welcome to the evening show.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
So first things first, belated happy St. Paddy's Day. Did you have any fun over the weekend?
Absolutely not.
We're true Irishmen. We don't do anything.
No,
for St. Patrick's Day.
We just had a pint on the way here.
We don't pick up the baton for a day, you know.
It's a 365 thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because I wanted to ask. I mean, this you may remember. I did once interview you guys about 2 years ago at Latitude Festival, and before the interview, Kevin, we were talking about your rider.
Where is this going?
Well, I was just interested to ask because you were telling me how your rider at the time, I think, was just solely the ingredients to make a White Russian.
A long time ago.
And I wanted to know, is that still the drink of choice when you're out in the town?
No, it's surprising when you get something every day how quickly you go off something.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm such a 21st century millennial. I don't eat dairy, don't drink dairy
anymore.
I
wonder if that's part of it now. That's the reason why you guys are
I found out a couple of years ago that I'm lactose intolerant, so white Russians are out the window. I mean, it's could throw some almond milk in there, or some oat milk.
Okay, make your own version, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, really haven't attempted it in a while.
See if the cows while having a night out.
No celebrations over the weekend then, but I think that's quite a good excuse to rest up because it is going to be a big year for you. You're back with new music for the first time in 3 years, although you were touring the last album extensively. What a song to come back on. Honestly, banger. When you were touring Game Show just before that, did you get any chance to rest up before you started writing this, or were you straight back in?
Kind of. We've kind of found out how things work over the years. We've been doing this for quite a while, so the way that works for us is doing things in bits and pieces. So we don't, you know, sit down and write a record and then go in and record it. This was done a week here, a day there, and that's kind of nice because we can get off tour and we can relax and we can see our families and see friends and enjoy normal life and, you know, dip in and out whenever we want. So, I mean, this one took, about a year?
Yeah.
In total to put together. But that's not a year of working on it,
sure.
You know?
And how different is that end product from where you first started? Did you just start with like a little progression on acoustic guitar or sample?
No. that's happened every now and again in the past. But we're all very much into creating sounds and, you know, atmospheres of the songs right off from the beginning. So there were pretty fleshed out demos that ended up working from in the studio.
Well, it definitely feels to me, having listened to it quite a few times today, I've got to admit, it's ready for those main stages, it's ready for the sticky dance floors. So before we start picking it apart too much, let's hear it now on Radio X. It's new music from Two Door Cinema Club. This is Talk.
Radio X.
Radio X.
Two Door Cinema Club, that was their brand new single Talk on Radio X. And with me in the studio tonight, we have the band, Alex, Sam and Kev. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You've said that you've experimented with the sound running into this record. It doesn't sound like it in the finished product, but have you ever felt like you were going outside of your comfort zone?
Yes. Almost every day. And this song is... This was one of, if not the first that came about, and it normally takes a while to really dive deep. I think when the record comes out, you'll hear a little bit more about what we're talking about, but okay. This was one of the earlier ones, and it still definitely got a feel of something that we've done before, but not quite. But we went from there.
And when you're bringing those sort of early demos together, are you all basically on the same page with those sounds, or do you have to sometimes rein each other in a bit and think, no, that's a bit too out there?
Everything goes all over the place, and I mean, things get put in and thrown out on a daily basis. So, you know, a guitar part or a synthesizer or even a whole vocal part instead of lyrics can be in there in the beginning, but you know, in the final product, it's, you know, it's not there. And some of it gets picked up and it gets used for stuff down the line, but really, it's—I don't know—it's a mess making our music. It's a real mess,
but a good mess.
Yeah. It turns out that way.
Yeah, it's a mess that to me sounds tidied up at the end, because I mean, this is this is very well produced.
Well, I've got to say.
And it is, like I said before, it's ready for those main stages. You guys are going to be headlining Why Not, Truck Victorious, and of course, you are amongst that first wave of Glastonbury bands. That's got a lot of people talking, that lineup. Who on there are you excited to see, if you will have time to go out and venture into the fields?
On the night we're playing, we're only there for one day, so I've got to think about who's there for the day that we're playing.
It's fantasy, you can do what you want.
Yeah. Do you know, Tame Impala, I haven't seen Tame Impala in
a few
years.
Good choice, yeah.
And, amazing live band.
And like yourselves, a very visual band live.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
So with these headline slots, I assume that the production can go up a little bit. Have you got any big plans? Because I've seen this artwork of you guys riding a fire extinguisher, and if I can see that of you going out over the crowd, then I'm all in.
The risk assessment on that is too much to bear.
Yes, that will definitely happen. Come and see us.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good sell. I'm sure, of course, you're going to absolutely smash all of these shows. However, one thing that we like to hear about here on the evening show is a band's worst gig, because we have a lot of new artists listening and sometimes they can get a little bit discouraged, but it's nice to see that even their heroes are only human. So if I was to ask you, what was your worst gig, are there any things that just jump out to you?
Yeah, it's the same one.
We're going to say the same one, aren't
we? It's never changed.
Castleford. Oh, damn.
Oof. Yeah, we played, it was probably our second tour of ever that we'd ever done, and we had booked a show in Castleford, and it was in a shopping centre.
It was even worse. It was rescheduled the first time, got cancelled.
We were playing in a bar in a shopping centre, and we were essentially playing to after-work drinks.
Okay.
And we got a few requests. Bewitched. There was a woman who kept asking us to play Bewitched.
Obviously, a cover band usually played on a Wednesday night.
Nobody knew who we were, and normally that can't be that's not a big problem. You can try and win people over, but nobody even clapped. Nobody turned around. Everybody was at the bar having their drink. They didn't care. They didn't want us there. I think we were an inconvenience.
Do you remember the promoter was like, "Oh, you know, usually guys, this would be your dressing room up here, but there's an 18th birthday party up there."
Yeah.
So you have these three chairs in the corner.
We were like the equivalent to a pub quiz, an unanticipated quiz. You know, we were just noise, distracting from the chat.
So, I mean, as far as bad gigs go, I mean, we were fine. Just the problem was with them, I think.
Yeah. That's a good way to go.
Yeah.
So
we still got our 50 quid.
Yeah. We've been doing it a long time. We used to get it was notorious for getting ID'd for water.
At
the bar, yeah.
Yeah?
I remember going playing in bars when we were too young, and they'd be like, "Oh, you got an ID for that water?"
Well,
and that happened all the time.
That's the first I've ever heard of that. Guys, thank you so much for coming to see us on the evening show. Good luck for everything that you've got happening this summer, and hopefully more new music soon.
Radio X. Radio X. The evening show. Classic album of the week. X.
Okay, I have been alluding to this all through tonight's show, but tonight's classic album is such a banger. It comes from one of rock's all-time greatest bands, Guns N' Roses. I am talking all about Appetite for Destruction. Now, before this album came out, it was their debut, released in July back in 1987. The band had also released a 4-track EP a year before it. However, when this album first came out, didn't make huge waves on its initial release. It only started to hit heights after the band had toured and received more airplay, which I think speaks volumes, because Guns N' Roses, you imagine this incredible electric live band, so maybe when more people saw it in person, they could get on board. The singles from the album, there were 5 in total: It's So Easy, Welcome to the Jungle, Sweet Child of Mine, Paradise City, and Night Train. Now, if you ask me, that is a pretty strong 5 for one album. Once it gained attention, it topped the Billboard 200 in the US, and since then, it has sold a reported 30 million copies. That makes it one of the best-selling albums of all time, but more significantly, it makes it the most successful debut ever
released. Now, the rumour is that the album was recorded fairly quickly, with all the percussion being completed in 6 days, and the basic tracks were pretty much done within 2 weeks. The part that took the longest, unsurprisingly, you might think, with hindsight, of course, were Axl Rose's vocals, which, I've only just found this out, it's an excellent fact for the pub quiz. He insisted on recording one line at a time. According to reports, the rest of the band just left him to it, probably went down the pub or something. Anyway, it must have been worth it, as the album is certified 4 times platinum in the UK and 18 times in the US, selling 18 million copies there. What are your memories of this amazing LP? Let me know, 83936 on the text, or you can tweet me at Radio X, and let's get straight into it with our first track.
The Evening Show, Classic Album of the Week. X.
Radio X.
Two tracks there from Guns N' Roses from our Classic Album of the Week. Appetite for Destruction, that was Paradise City.
The Evening Show, Classic Album of the Week. X.
So apparently, if the story about the writing behind Paradise City is right, it's pretty rock and roll. So the band were allegedly in the back of a van on the way home from playing a gig in San Francisco, having a few beers, playing guitars, when Slash apparently came up with the opening bars, and him and Axl just traded vocals until they had the opening lyrics, and then, hey presto, you've got a banger on your hands. Before that, we had the inimitable Welcome to the Jungle. What an incredible statement as the opening track for your debut album. And we've had some brilliant messages coming in as well. So much love for Guns N' Roses on the Radio X Evening Show. Emerson on Twitter: could someone please explain to my cats that dinner's delayed because Radio X is in the middle of a Guns N' Roses throwback and I cannot get out of the car? I mean, we're all for animal health. Keep an eye on them, but I understand. Duncan's been in touch: one of the greatest albums ever. And this is nice from Natalie as well: what an album. We used to go to France in the car every summer for our family holidays, and my dad's car had a 5-disc CD player. We each got to pick one CD, and this album was always picked every single year. So it brings back a lot of happy childhood memories. That is lovely.
Radio X.
Radio X.
It is the Radio X Evening Show with me, George Godfrey, and through the power of mobile telephones, joining me now from the USA, we have Van McCann from Catfish in the Bottom. And how are you doing, mate?
Mate, I'm great. Thank you for having me on. Good to speak to you.
It is always a pleasure. How are you? Are you looking after yourself while you're out on tour? Whereabouts in America are you now?
We're in Phoenix at the moment, on to San Diego tomorrow, then LA, and keep bouncing. Been here for about a week. Going to Chicago, St. Louis, Dallas, Houston, and yeah, it's been going good, mate. It's just kind of getting roasting as well, so we're all melting. We're all running for the shade.
I don't know what it is, but every time I seem to check in what you guys are up to, you're out on the road. Like, how do you keep it up, man, honestly?
The touring, oh, mate, we love it. It's the best bit about it, being able to tour around with the lads. So it's really good. And then, like I say, we just come out here, got a few more weeks here, and then we come straight back to the UK, Big Emian Arena on that run.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be massive.
Mate. Very exciting.
So the response to the new tunes has been immense so far. Only a few weeks ago, I mean, you just said you'll be back in the UK, but you were playing those other shows. I mean, these are your biggest ones that you've done at home. What's it been like playing to, you know, like tens of thousands of people?
Oh, mate, the best, like the bigger it gets, the more of a laugh, like you laugh, like it's just me and the lads are just wetting ourselves on stage. It's just a good crack. And I think that last run, like you say, we did Wembley on a Friday night, it went crazy. Nottingham was good, Hull, Plymouth, it was just a good stall. And then we went over to Ireland in a few shows and it's going good there as well.
Absolutely. So it's,
really good, and we really appreciate the support of the first song, Long Shot, there by you guys, because my dad's always got his hand in the car and he's always texting me saying, they've played it again now on Radio X. So he's loving it, so he's excited for this one.
We keep playing it, mate, because it's a banger. That's just it's just a fact, man. Were the Butterflies going a bit before that opener in Nottingham? Because that's where you started playing these new tracks for the first time, right?
Yeah, I think Nottingham's the first time we played that. No, it's like it's just that exciting. It's like when you play football, when you're young and you've got a game on the weekend, you can't wait for the game. So it's never like crippling nerves. It's more like an extra. It's like when you hear the crowd roaring, just when the lights go out and the music hits the speakers and you're coming out. It's like I imagine how it feels if you score in a football match and the crowd erupts. So as soon as you play a new song and you hear them go, I literally just say go, and they go, wah! It's a wild one. It's yeah. really exciting hearing that stuff.
Well, I mean, the way that the momentum's going right now, it wouldn't surprise me if, like, in a year's time you were playing those football stadiums. I mean, you could be down at Etihad just absolutely filling the place up.
Well, I appreciate that, mate. Love to do that, obviously.
So the new album, The Balance, is out next month. We've heard Long Shot, we've heard Fluctuate, and now we've got a third single. Tell me a little bit about To All.
To All, I was finishing this one up in New York. I remember ringing back to the lads and, like, home saying, I think that's good in here. And it was not long after the ride, so I remember Larry saying, why didn't you put this one on that album? And it's been there for a minute, so, like, it felt like a perfect kind of, like, one to be doing at festivals, and now we're moving up to these bigger slots. It's just going to fit nice in the set, and we didn't know what the singles would be off this one, so that, it's nice now to be, like you say, we've had Long Shot, Fluctuate, this one out. We're playing one called Sidetrack Live. The next one after this we think is pretty strong, so it's just all following suit. And I guess the lyrics and the sentiment of the song is very, like, I can feel how it'll go off at a gig, you know. It feels like very, like, an Us song, and, like, the crowd behind it, and I don't know, it's just like an arms around someone, so I'm looking forward to putting that one on.
Well, listen, we're so excited to have it for its first play here on Radio X tonight. Best of luck for the rest of the tour, and hopefully we'll see you again before that tour's done. Van, thanks so much for speaking to us. Take it easy, dude.
Thank you for supporting the band. Appreciate that. See you, mate.
See you later.
All the best.
So here it is then, brand new music from Catfish and the Bottlemen on the Radio X Evening Show. This is To All.
There's someone said life got led by people who just want to flood your head. And I'd have probably second guessed everything that was said, but it fits you at the time.
Radio X.